Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I help you?
Hi, Benita. You're a manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm here at Home Depot. I'm here with the installer. You guys were supposed to come to my house to install two appliances today, a cooktop and a double oven. Nobody showed up. Nobody called. Nobody showed up. She's telling me that a new PO needs to be created for the order. I spoke to a manager last night at 5 o'clock at your place. He said everything was good to go. I spoke to someone at 7 o'clock who was giving me a time slot of 8 to noon today. Come 12 o'clock today when nobody showed up, now I'm told that my order was canceled for install. I understand that there's an issue with electrical in there, which they were advised that was already completed. I've paid for the platform, so therefore the double oven should have been installed. That's all that was on the PO when it was submitted. Then the cooktop. I paid for the cuts in the granite. They literally need to cut the granite and put the cooktop in. Paid for that on the PO. Yet there's something wrong with that one also.
Okay. And may I have your name?
Kimberly Jenkins.
And your address?
10919 Northwest 17th Place, Coral Springs, Florida, 33071.
Okay. Okay, well, the installer put on here, and the install will not take place until the order is updated with the correct additional work added.
There is no additional work to be done. I've paid for the granite cuts, and the electrical was completed. So please tell me, and they knew that when this order was placed. So please tell me, what additional work is this installer referring to without consulting the customer? And just letting us take a day off of work and wait home.
Okay, I would have to send an email over to the installer's office to verify that information.
Okay, so what needs to be done? I have no appliances in my kitchen. This is absolutely absurd. What needs to be done to have this completed? Forget sending an email. The oven is in my garage as well as the cooktop. I've accepted delivery of those, so they're mine. I paid for the platform, the $99. The electrical was already completed. They need to build the freaking platform and put the oven in the wall. That's what's on the order. So what additional work are they referring to?
That I would have to send over to the installer's office, ma'am, to verify that information.
So can you call them? Because they're open on Saturday. Their installers are on the road.
Yes, ma'am. I would have to send an email over to the installer's office.
You have no form of contact via phone for an installer's office.
Yes, ma'am, I do, but they're probably not in the installer's office. The installers are on the road.
And there's no supervisor over there?
No, ma'am, not in the office on Saturday.
So schedule me for an install. Monday morning, please.
Okay, we cannot. We would have to get in contact with.
I'm not waiting in line again. I've already waited the 5 days for the install.
Okay.
I need to put on the schedule because everything is completed. It's just an issue with you guys and looking in your computer. So I'm not waiting another 5 days. So put me in the schedule. And then
okay, ma'am. I cannot just put you into the schedule without consulting with the installer.
They've already put me in the schedule. I was already in the schedule once. Why can't you put me back? I'm sitting in the store, and they're telling me everything's fine. I'm literally sitting here in the kitchen department of Home Depot as I'm on the phone with you.
Okay. I mean, I'm just going by what the installer put on here. We cannot go ahead and just put you on the schedule for Monday without speaking with the installer.
So what sort of compensation are you guys going to get? Are you guys going to pay for meals for the weekend since you guys just didn't install because you didn't want to? Everything's in order, correct? There's no way to cook at my house. So what sort of compensation is going to be given on my end?
That I'm not sure, ma'am.
You're the supervisor. You're the manager.
No, ma'am. I'm just a supervisor here, ma'am.
I spoke to a supervisor and asked to speak with the manager. So please pass me through to the manager of your department.
Okay.